Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Agus gurmila magus fuishin Ruth. Now, Shireen Al-Sabag is an Irish citizen living in County Roscommon. You've heard her on this programme previously. Her mother, her brother and his family are all trapped in northern Gaza. In the past few days, their house near the Al-Shifa hospital has been shelled by the Israeli army. Her mother, who's ill, has been granted a visa by the Irish government to come and live with Shireen. But the family are now trapped inside their house and they're too afraid to come out as they fear they will be shot. Shireen first spoke to this programme in January, but she contacted us again here yesterday to tell us about the desperately dangerous situation her family now find themselves in. Just before coming on air, I spoke with her and I asked her when she last heard from her family and how they were.
Just 10 minutes ago, I talked to them after I got the news, the phone call from my niece in Gaza at 12:15 today. And she told me that around 12 noon, Irish time today, that the Israelis fired a tank shell from the street at the balcony of my house, where my family are staying at the moment. They're our home, and my family is still inside. And it made a big hole in the front wall of the house and destroyed the internal walls of the two rooms on the first floor of my house, my family house. My family is still alive, but the shell has caused some walls inside the house to collapse. Now, the house is full of dust and smoke from the shell and they couldn't breathe. They are terrified that the house will collapse on top of their heads. If the Israelis fire another shell, it's likely that they will be killed. And the Israelis are still shooting at the area around my house now.
And who's in the house, Shireen?
My mother and my brother with his wife and their four children aged from 6 to 17.
What age is your mother?
73.
And you say they're still in the house. What do you know why the house was shelled?
Being bombed, they came back to Shifa area, where is Shifa Hospital, and this is where my family are living, near Shifa Hospital. Mm-hmm. This is the Israeli Defense Force. Now, yesterday morning, the IDF phoned my brother Mohammed. They told him that he and his family must leave their home and go to the south. He made it clear to the IDF that the Israeli tanks are outside their home and that he has his sick mother, his wife, and his four children with him in the house. Now, he told the IDF that it wasn't safe at all for them to leave the house because Israeli military had shot Palestinian civilians in the street. Now, the IDF told him that he could go out with a white flag, but he was too afraid because other people who did that were shot by the Israeli forces. My brother told the IDF that other people went to Rashid Street trying to go south, but some were detained by the IDF and some were shot dead. I just want to make it clear that my brother was given this same instruction some weeks ago, that time he and his family, my family, our family, did leave the house, but this time it is too dangerous.
I know. I'm really sorry that your family's in this position, Shireen. Let's take a moment. So they're still in the house, and you say an Israeli tank has shelled the house, you say. Yes. But your family is still in the house and their choice is to stay inside, but you fear that more shelling could come. Or walk.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's all worse at night time. So the night is going to be difficult.
Yeah.
And this is what worries me.
What are they going to do?
They don't have any choice. Believe me, they don't have any choice. If they were seen that someone is moving inside the house, automatically they were shot. There are snipers, Israeli soldiers out in the street. It is completely dangerous. And I'm so desperate with worry about my family that I even phoned the Israeli embassy in Dublin this morning, just after 10 a.m., to beg them to not kill my family. I gave them the phone number of my brother, which the IDF already have. The IDF have the phone number of everyone in Gaza. I also gave them the GPS of my home, where my family are now.
And when you beg them, don't kill my family, what did the Israeli embassy in Dublin say?
And I spoke to different people at the Israeli embassy, and I also asked them to confirm to me that they had made any contact with the IDF. Now, they took the details and said that they would phone me back. I still haven't received any call back from them.
Okay.
I begged them and I explained that my family do not and have never supported Hamas. And I begged them to contact the IDF for not to kill my family.
So,
and then I got the news about firing, that the Israeli fired a tank shell from the street at the house, as I explained earlier.
Your mother, I know, has been granted a visa, hasn't she, already?
Definitely, yes. So the Irish government have granted a visa for my mother to come to Ireland and are considering the applications for the rest of my family. Now, the Irish authorities submitted my mother's name to the Israeli and Egyptian authorities in the middle of February, but Israel hasn't yet approved her name to be able on the list at Rafah so that she could go and travel. I'm just terrified. I'm very terrified. The time is so against me and my family. They might be killed. It's not safe for them. It's not safe. Absolutely not safe for them to stay in the house or to travel to Rafah, as the situation is very bad in the north of Gaza. Everybody is aware of that. So, not safe for them to go to Rafah at all.
And they're in a really difficult situation because we know that the entire population of Gaza is facing famine now. What are they doing for food and water?
They have nothing, by the way. The two girls yesterday, last night, who were 6, 7 and 6, went to bed with empty stomachs because they couldn't eat and it was too dangerous for them to move inside the house to eat anything. They're observing Ramadan. Ramadan is a holy month. They're fasting, they're doing it. They're doing it for their own mental health and their own spirituality, just something to give them some hope. And they couldn't eat anything. There is no food. And the only thing that is available is bread that is made of animal feed. That's what's available. And then when I called them yesterday, they said that we can't eat. So they don't have food, full stop. And now what happened, the Israeli fired the tank shell. Now it's going to be even more complicated and more stressful. And they are more in a more vulnerable situation now that the house was bombed. I'm trying to see if there is anything that I can do for them to save them.
Do you think there's anything the Irish government could do at this point to help them get out of Gaza?
I don't know. I did phone the Department of Foreign Affairs. I did give them update of what happened. I've been trying to talk. I was talking to them yesterday, and then I called them today, and I gave them the updates of everything happened today. They took my number again. And they were said that they will get back to me. And I'm still waiting. I don't know what they can do. I just think that the situation is very dangerous and it needs an immediate action.
And it is immediate now. I don't think I've ever spoken with someone whose family faces such a terrifying conundrum, Shireen. Do you think, Shireen, that is there any way that your family could tell the Israeli army outside that there were two girls aged 7 and 6 inside the house and your mother in her 70s. Did they know that before they shelled the house?
Oh, yeah, they know, because I told you that they have the number of everyone in Gaza. So they know the details of everyone in Gaza, by the way. And they know they have my brother's number, as I told you, that the IDF phoned my brother, and they told him that he and his family must leave. They know everything. They're aware of that.
But they're afraid to.
So, they know everything about what the situation is. If they got out and they saw them moving, they would be killed. Don't mind talking to them. They don't listen to anybody. And they won't listen to anybody. So there is no communication or a guarantee that if they spoke to them and they say, okay, we're innocent, you're civilians, that they will be protected. No way.
Can I say to you, Shireen, and it's worth telling people, I think, you're an Irish citizen as well. You've been living here for 15 years. It must be absolutely terrifying and tortuous for you to live through this. I am really, really sorry for your family's loss. I hope your family lives through this.
I really hope. And I am hoping to have them here. And I hope that the Irish government could help me to bring them here safe. And I said I'm happy to sponsor them, Anna, and I just want them to live. I just want them to live.
Okay.
All what I want them is just a chance for them to live. They don't deserve to be living this way. And for my mother to live this way, she was so hopeful. No idea. She was so happy, and that she, when she got the news that she's coming and the Irish government has approved her visa, I prepared her room in my house, and I prepared her bed, and I prepared everything because I was hoping that she would come. And I'm still hoping that the Irish government will do anything they can, and I'm sure they can do anything to help my family to come here.
And that's your hope. Shireen, we'll stay in touch. I hope your family lives through this and that you get to hug them again. Shireen Alsabag, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
And that is Shireen Alsabag, an Irish citizen in County Roscommon whose family is trapped in northern Gaza. She mentioned that she contacted the Department of Foreign Affairs, and the department has provided the following statement in relation to this. They say the department is aware of this case and is providing consular assistance. The Department of Foreign Affairs, they say, has assisted over 70 Irish citizens and dependents to leave Gaza since the beginning of the crisis. A small number of Irish citizens or immediate dependents of Irish citizens remain in Gaza. Our embassies, they say, in the region are in regular contact with those Irish citizens remaining in Gaza. The government, through our embassies in the region, has consistently sought clearance for all Irish citizens and dependents who wish to exit Gaza to do so. We continue to advocate with the authorities in relation to those who have not yet been able to leave. As with all consular cases, the department does not comment on the detail of individual cases. And that statement, as I say, from the Department of Foreign Affairs.